This is murder, and if it doesn't go this way, we need to revolt. I mean, this is the problem. We're being divided. I mean, I can't sit here and say you're right or wrong. I just can't make that determination. But I will sit here and say I believe that manslaughter is legit. I don't think he can. I don't think they can get him acquitted on this. I read somebody on Facebook. Oh, he'll be acquitted on all charges. That I don't see. But the biggest problem I have is if you're a juror in this situation, Carl. The pressure of having to find somebody guilty, because if you don't, the ramifications could be great, is even scarier, don't you think?
It could be, but I do believe that he knew that he was, there's a good chance he'd die, and he kept doing it, and was very glad he was doing it.
I don't think
he cared one way or the other.
I don't think anybody, and you know what, maybe I'm giving the guy the benefit of that. I don't think he was trying to kill him, but then again, you know, I don't know what was in his case. I mean, I don't know, Chauvin. The fact that they knew each other is hard to imagine. Maybe he realizes just how strong he was from working as bouncers together. I don't know all the particulars. All I know is this. In my opinion, murder seems to be a shot in the dark. I definitely think manslaughter is an attainable goal. And the problem that I have is if he's only hit for manslaughter, how will the people react? I brought that up earlier in his show, and that's the part that scares me.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that part of it, but I do think he's guilty. Maybe first degree manslaughter. I'm not third degree or something.
I don't know.
I think he should be punished to a certain extent. He had a very bad record in the past, extremely bad record.
And again, he
didn't belong on the police force, to be honest.
I would agree with that, but here's what you and I, and thanks for the call because I got to go to a break. Let me just say this before I go to the break. Here's the thing that people have to understand. You're not supposed to look at the guy's track record. Like, in other words, you can't look at George Floyd. Oh, he's been arrested 4 or 5 times. That's why we're going to throw him to the ground. And if a guy's been busted 16 times or written up 16 times as a cop, that doesn't hold water in a court of law. It's based upon what happened at that moment. And whatever happens, we'll find out in the next couple of days. My name is Pat Casal. This is Live and Local Now.
KACQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
A little bit after 5:30 as we check out our traffic cams right now. There is a new crash on the left shoulder. That's 515 eastbound at Eastern. Multiple vehicles there on the shoulder. Also, heavy volumes through the resort area right now. 15 south at Oakey. 15 north at Blue Diamond. You're averaging about 45 miles per hour as you work through there. Some slow flows on the 95 eastbound at Rancho into the Spaghetti Bowl. 95 west at Jones. Commuters going home. And do expect some reduced speeds there. 515 north at Pecos. And construction on northbound Interstate 11. That's between Lake Mead Parkway and Wagon Wheel. That is slowing things down until the end of the month, April 30th. That'll end.
Female Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. Today would be the start of the off-season workout program, but the Raiders last week made the decision not to participate in the voluntary portion of off-season workouts as well as OTAs. A number of players are going to lose out on money because they have workout bonuses. Derek Carr gets $100,000. Tight end Darren Waller gets $250,000. Linebacker Nick Kwiatkowski and Corey Littleton also getting $250,000, while offensive lineman Denzel Good $480,000, and they are all going to forfeit that money not to participate. Vegas Golden Knights hockey, they knock off the Ducks yesterday 5-2 on a back-to-back. They match up against San Jose coming up tonight. This sports flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
Let me get right back to you. Sandra, those banners go out tonight. Can you pack them?
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
On machine 4?
Like at Monica's Print Shop. To fulfill orders on time, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Dr. Andrea Russo, a cardiologist. Maybe you're waiting to talk to your doctor right now. But if you're having an irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, don't wait. This could be a serious condition like atrial fibrillation, which can make you about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you're having these symptoms, don't wait. Talk to a doctor by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Our country is in an upheaval that continues to fester. Elected officials from the lowest recesses of our local government to the highest office in the land have played a part in the divisiveness of today's America. And we, Americans, bear the risk. I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with 2 locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted Best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We're back. My name is Pat Casal, and the number here is 844-263-8232. What's going on, Vegas? I'm filling in for Mr. Kevin Wall. My pleasure. We go to the phones. We got Gary. Hey, Gary, how are you?
Hello. You are amazing.
Thank you, Gary.
I just want to give a big shout-out to JD. The man is great, and I can't emphasize enough. Clinical Carl is a clown. And there's all kinds of mentally ill people who need his help. I'm probably one of them, but he's too busy calling all the radio stations. And I just want to say something. It might be controversial, but I'm sick and tired. I understand why soldiers can suffer. You ask Clinical Carl about this. They have that suppressed, stuffed. What I forgot what it's called. You know. They're ill because of the pressure of warfare. What about these police officers? The guy made a big mistake, but because of politics, he's going to pay the price. He made a major mistake, but you're under that pressure, dealing with this crap day in and day out, you can make a mistake. But the savages, excuse me, I don't want you to hang up on me, but the savages, they just want to put a tire around him and light him on fire. That's how they feel about it, one way or another.
You know, Gary, let me before I let you go, let me just say this to you, okay? And I'll share this with you. About a week or two ago, I saw a post on Facebook by some jackass who basically said that soldiers that are homeless choose to be homeless. I said, I never saw a more ignorant statement in my life. The fact that we forget the men who, and women who serve this country blows my mind. And that's one area where I've talked to veterans that were Democratic that said Donald Trump took very good care of them. And that's a fact. And you know what? Today, that's the problem in America. You never forget the soldiers who served this country. There's until we have no homeless in the United States, people all have food on their tables. And they have a roof over their head and they have a clothes on their back. Until that happens in the United States of America consistently, we shouldn't always worry about all the people that want to migrate here for nothing. That's the problem, Gary. Gary, I love you. You're the man. Take care of yourself. And that's how I really feel. We got, who else we have lined up next? David, hey, thanks for calling. How are you?
Hey, good. Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure.
I want to, if I could, get back to you were talking about the sports intermingling with politics.
Yes.
And, how you didn't think that was a good thing. I really agree with you. That's a bad thing. I'm a big sports fan. But I think I want to disagree with you a little bit here. Maybe I'm wrong. But do you think Donald Trump has any responsibility for how we got to this point where everybody's at their throats, including athletes, where, like, if you like this athlete, then I'm not watching a sport anymore? Because I look back, a lot of athletes over the years have boycotted going to the White House for whatever, you know, they didn't like Obama or they didn't like Clinton or they didn't like George Bush. The only difference here is when a couple of them spoke up, oh, I'm not going to go to the White House because of Trump. You know what Trump did? you go on Twitter and started calling. You literally went on Twitter and called LeBron James dumb. He went after Steph Curry. Went after these guys.
Dave, we're going to have dialogue. Let me just say this to you. First of all, Donald Trump's Twitter sucked. I mean, there's no reason for him to do the thing. I will tell you that he did a lot of bad things in that respect. Thought he did a hell of a job as a president. But your question was, did it start under Trump? The answer is no, it wasn't under Trump. In fact, if you go back to Obama, Obama could have done so much more for the black race in the United States and didn't do it. In fact, as like most politicians, Obama used the White House to springboard his career economically. Look at the money he's worth. So I think if you go, you have to go back to the last 12 years, I think you're looking at presidents becoming the jackasses they are on certain levels. But all in all, when I look at the policies of the last president, which was Trump, I have to tell you, I don't agree with his. I thought they should have just taken away his Twitter. I agree with you there. But by the same token, I don't think. I think some of these athletes need to be called out. I think we've made athletes into gods, and we allow them to do and say things that they shouldn't say or do. And LeBron James is no politician. And you know what's funny? Even Barkley called him out on it. I mean, you know, the truth be told is athletes should play the games. And use their brains, and they don't. And obviously, they're brain dead because why would I want to go to live in Los Angeles and pay the taxes that they're going to be paying? When you consider he was coming from Ohio and he was actually in Florida, the reason he went to the Miami Heat at the time was because he was getting more money, more bang for the buck. Why would these athletes and why are these people in Hollywood all supporting higher taxes over $400,000 a year?
You're right. So these people, if it's just in that narrow thing, you could make a good argument that LeBron James is voting against his own economic interest if he's voting Democrat, right?
Right.
So I would agree with you, but I think like a lot of people, myself included, I don't only vote on one issue. So LeBron James, I literally never heard him say a word about politics before Trump. Never. So if I could just like,
but you know, the reason he did is they kept chiming in calling him a racist. Trump is no racist. If you visit his facilities, the diversity is, yeah, sure. Go ahead.
So if I'm a young NBA player, I'm 22 years old, 24 years old. I made a bunch of money playing basketball. Right. And that's what I did. And I'm from a black community. And Obama was president, and my team won the championship like the Heat did when LeBron was there, and they went to the White House. And Obama's like a basketball fan, and he knows the players, and he knows his nicknames. If I was one of those guys, I can see those guys like identifying, like, oh, this guy's cool. This guy's, you know, sort of one of us. This guy gets it. He's a basketball fan. Maybe it stopped right there. But when that happened, and a lot of these guys liked Obama for a lot of reasons, but Trump comes along and starts the whole birth certificate thing, which I'm not going to agree with you that that's not racist, because I think it was all about race, this ridiculous birth certificate, which I'm sure you know is nonsense. But for black people to watch Obama literally have to show his damn birth certificate because of Trump, that was really offensive to a lot of black people.
It wasn't just Trump.
It
wasn't
so
just Trump.
Trump is a racist.
But I'm going to tell you something right now. I know a lot of blacks that voted for Trump and see the forest for the trees. You know, unfortunately, we're living in a time where one side uses words like the word racism has lost all credibility. Especially when I see an argument between a white person and a black person, and the white person is telling the black person what racism is, and the black person is trying to tell them that's not racist. Like what was going on in Georgia is not Jim Crow. The white gal was telling the black guy, oh, no, it's Jim Crow. I mean, there's the problem. And it's unfortunate, but it's a play on words. And unfortunately, when you look back, Trump's ignorance in politics cost him the election, and he hurt more Republicans, if you want to know the truth. Am I on? And I voted for him. I believe in Trump, but I got to be honest. If he would have shut the hell up and taken things a little more seriously, things might have been different. You know, the way he handled the pandemic, he wasn't wrong, but he was too lax in the way he handled it. And those are the reasons he lost. I mean, there's a lot of things about Trump.
Yes, I agree with you. I agree with you on
his
all
that. Narcissism.
He's a narcissist. When he ran for office, I said the number one thing about him that it's not a good quality to be president is being thin-skinned, where you have to respond to
that's
anything.
True.
Everybody, half the people are going to hate you no matter what you do, right? So half the people hated his guts when he walked in the door.
And you know what you said about thin skin?
Everybody, and that's
his skin was so thin that if he was like a hemophiliac, you touch me, he would bleed. He couldn't handle it. I agree with you on that. I will sit here and tell you.
And that's his undoing, is being
that was his undoing.
Really. I mean, if people just looked at it and just saw the fighting with the media, and I mean, maybe he's right about some of it, but just the constant, it's just exhausting for a lot of people that they just couldn't get past that. And like, I think your analysis of why he lost is right, but I just want to, I mean, I appreciate you hearing me out, but I just feel like for some, I mean, not all black people agree. I mean, some black people support Trump, fine. But I just think a lot of people that I've talked to, and a lot of NBA players have spoken about this, when he ran after Obama that way about the birth certificate and the personal way about, you know, well, let me see his college transcripts and all that stuff, that was, like, very offensive to a lot of black people.
I'm going to just and tell you this.
I can understand that.
In 2021, it was offensive, or 2016, it might have been offensive, but it wasn't offensive. When Harry Reid used the N-word, when he was talking about Obama, he got a slap on the wrist. Nothing happened to him. You realize in today's cancel culture, Harry Reid's power would have been totally eliminated, and that really happened. Hey, it was a great talk, great conversation. I got to go to a break. When I come back, I got other callers. Take care. Hey, we're taking a short break. We'll be right back here on Live and Local Now.
New time, same great shows. Mike Gallagher wakes you up morning 6 to 9. Heidi Harris engages you 9 to noon. And hear the next big thing with Charlie Kirk noon to 3. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
This is Heidi Harris for Boss Security Screens. I was looking for a way to make my home feel even more secure, and I found these Boss Security Screens. They are amazing. First of all, they look great. They are guaranteed to prevent break-ins and forced intrusions, and they're installed over whichever kind of windows you have already. Nobody has to come in your house to give you an estimate. Nobody has to come in your house to install these amazing screens. The great thing is they keep the bad guys out, but if you need to get out in an emergency or a family member, child, elderly person, they have an ADA compliant latch that allows that easily. So very important. BossSecurityScreens.com. That's B-O-S-S. BossSecurityScreens.com. Give them a call. They'll be happy to come out and give you a free estimate, show you the different colors and all the features. BossSecurityScreens.com. Made in the USA. Guaranteed for life. Call 702-637-0255. 702-637-0255. You're going to love them as much as I love mine. BossSecurityScreens.com.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart, but our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by friends of Scott Hammond.
Guys and gals, by now you know there are non-invasive and minimally invasive medical solutions to hair restoration without side effects, right?
No.
Okay, so you don't know. Doctors of Hair use only clinically proven treatments, from platelet-rich plasma hair therapy that uses your own platelets to stimulate stem cells deep in your hair follicle to halt hair loss and regrow hair, to the FDA-cleared clinical hair restoration laser that's proven to regrow hair, to neograft hair transplants that offer discreet, natural-looking results in a week or less with no linear scarring. All of these services are administered by Doctors of Hair caring medical professionals, experts at understanding how devastating hair loss can be at any age. Treatments work for both men and women wanting a natural, thicker head of hair without side effects.
Doctors of Hair, call now, 702-751-0086. That's 702-751-0086 or online at doctorsofhair.com.
Doctors of Hair, now you know.
Hi, this is Republican Assemblywoman Melissa Hardy from Assembly District 22. I'm proud to represent the Henderson Green Valley Ranch area, which includes parts of Anthem and Sun City. Catch me on the Kevin Walsh Show on AM 670, where Kevin and I will be talking all things related to the 2021 legislative session. Tune in to hear the latest on what's happening in the building and to get updates about legislation that may impact you and your family. To learn more about me, go to Hardy4Nevada.com.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We're back. It's Pat Casale. We go to the phones. We got Brady on hold. Thank you for waiting so long, my good friend. How are you?
Doing fine, Pat. How you doing?
Hanging tough.
Hey, one thing I got to disagree with. You always say the reason Donald Trump lost is because of his Twitter and some of the stuff he said. I got to disagree because Donald Trump did not lose that election.
Well, hold on a minute.
He got 85 million votes.
I don't disagree with you there. That's a whole different argument. I'm just telling you right now, Donald Trump got beat because he wasn't a politician illegally.
He didn't get beat.
He got robbed.
He didn't get beat.
I will say he got robbed. I say he got robbed. I'll agree with you in the five states.
There you go.
But I also believe, and you've heard me say this on numerous occasions, I thought his legal team mishandled their process. Asking the Supreme Court to overturn an election was retarded. You can't ask a judge to overturn an election. You'll never have another election that was viable ever again. What they should have said is we need a redo. And I saw the evidence in Nevada with regard to the illegals, who voted and how. The numbers support there was something wrong. 3,987 non-citizens voted. 1,506 deceased voters voted. 2,468 change of address to out-of-state voted. 42,284 duplicate voters voted. That alone should have been investigated. That would, by the way, those 42,000 come off the coffers. You might have won the election. 15,164 non-Nevada mailing addresses, and there's more. So the bottom line is, in Nevada, I think he got robbed. I don't disagree with you. But what I am also going to tell you, I was there. He was told we need to set up a voter registration program. He didn't listen, and guess what happened? He lost. Trump's biggest problem.
They would have never let him set up a voter registration. He could have
two years earlier.
The COVID. The whole story of the COVID, how it was done about a year before the election, how they put in the ballots, how they did the mail-in
prior
ballot
to
harvesting,
COVID,
the mail-in votes. That was all
Brady,
a setup, Pat.
Brady,
everything
prior,
from the
prior
beginning
to
was a setup.
Brady,
this COVID thing is
trust
nonsense.
Me,
I'm sure
prior
it's a bad
to COVID,
virus. Some people died, yes.
After his,
but what they did is absolutely
ridiculous, what they did to this country. You're missing the point here. Let me explain. If you go back to Donald Trump after he first got elected, that's what he was warned. And his lack of experience, he surrounded himself with people that were appointed by Obama when he should have flushed everybody out and started all over. His lack of political experience came back to haunt him. Whether or not he legally or illegally lost the election is irrelevant. The bottom line is his inexperience and surrounding himself with idiots that could hurt him was his own fault. That he should have got rid of 99% of those people, including all the whistleblowers.
I totally agree with that. How he handled the election, I said even before, if there wasn't a voter ID, he would lose the election, and he did. But he really did. He had 85 legit million votes versus about 50 for Joe Biden.
I'm not disagreeing with you. But here's the thing.
There's no way in hell
but
that Biden got that many votes.
Yeah, but Brady, you're not wrong.
I'm not saying you're wrong. The Supreme Court won't take it up. Why the hell do we even have a Supreme Court?
Let me explain. It's not
one
because
illegal
the,
election case
you
in
have
this country.
To present a case to a judge and a jury the right way, and we did not do it. In order to get somebody indicted, you have to present a case. They didn't do it right. I'm here to tell you this. Trump's biggest problem was he always thought he was the smartest guy in the room. And he looked past the other side and they got him. I'm not going to sit here and tell you, I'm not going to argue that you're right or wrong. But the point is, we are never going to be able to prove there was a wrongdoing in the election because the water's under the bridge. And that was his own fault. As always, it's a great talk. It's a pleasure talking. I have to go to a break. You take care. We'll be right back after this.
A unique blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Breaking news, layoffs, forced early retirements, buyouts.
You've worked hard to build your retirement income plan. Make sure it doesn't crumble when you need it the most. Call now for your no-cost consultation and get Coach Pete's favorite book, 7 Baby Steps to a Ridiculously Reliable Retirement Income. But more importantly, get your own customized and personalized total retirement income plan that will put you in control of your retirement with systematic, safe, and guaranteed lifetime income. 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text COACH to 21000, COACH to 21000.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
This is Lee Habib, and I get asked all the time why we do all of those segments on Our American Stories about people who found the American dream. And we do it because it's true. This country has great stories to tell, and we tell them on this station every night. Because one thing I've learned is this: there's an American story in all of us. Join me for Our American Stories right here.
Heard nightly, Monday through Friday, 10 p.m. to midnight, and Sunday, 9 a.m. to noon, only on AM 670.
I was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean when it happened. There was a sudden jolt, and our submarine crashed on the seafloor. We were in total darkness.
That's Dr. Dejana Figueroa, a marine biologist and STEM teacher, talking about a deep sea dive she'll never forget.
It's funny. When I was a kid, I was afraid of the ocean. And there I was, 2 miles below the surface. But as a scientist, you prepare for that. Using our training and a little creativity, we fixed the sub and finished our experiments. The dive was just too important. Every dive gives us glimpses at things few people ever get to see. Glowing creatures, fiery undersea volcanoes. When we got back to the surface, I kissed the ground and called my mom, of course. But you know what? I wouldn't trade that dive for anything.
Dr. Figueroa uses her passion for STEM to discover new things and make the world a better place. She can STEM, so can you. Check out She Can STEM for more stories and inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm back. It's Pat Cassell. You know, my good friend Brady just called. Let me just say this. I believe, and this is no conspiracy because I saw the evidence in Nevada. What I believe happened in Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Nevada, maybe not Arizona. Arizona might have actually leaned to the left because he pissed off a lot of the LDS in Arizona. But I believe Trump did win those states based upon the things I've seen. However, because Trump was naive when it came to being a politician, he allowed for the left to beat him up. They brought in COVID on purpose because they knew that they couldn't beat him without something really big. The pandemic was there. And you know what's interesting? When you look at the numbers, it really is amazing. And it's ironic because when you look at the way COVID has hit the senior population, it makes you really wonder if this wasn't geared to take out the senior population, because we constantly hear about Medicare and we hear about Social Security going broke. So these are the kind of things that I look at. Now, I will sit here and tell you, I've been involved politically for maybe the last seven, eight years. And the things I've seen and witnessed is amazing. And I will tell you, Donald Trump, in a lot of ways, was amazing. And that one, Dave's call was a great call. I have to tell you, I look at Trump differently than most. I looked at him for what he could do for the country. His narcissism, his tweets were terrible. I would admit it. I mean, the president of the United States can't lower himself to be a child, and some of the tweets were terrible. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and defend him. But by the same token, I do not believe a man who lived in a cellar during the election season and came out of the office, came out to visit maybe two or three times, beat him in the election. And I will tell you this, in the first debate, had Donald Trump taken the same process that he used in the second debate to Joe Biden, took him to task, we would probably be better off. And everything Trump said was going to happen has happened. I don't understand for the life of me how somebody could be elected to the office of president during a pandemic, considering the circumstances, the way they were talking, and cut out jobs. The pipeline was probably the most irresponsible thing that they ever could have done. And the thing that's amazing to me, and it's apparent that this is all what's going on, everything Trump said to do, you're saying no. Now you're opening up the borders, and now it's a crisis, and you're admitting it's a crisis. Trump said close the borders. Don't let people from around the world come into the United States because it's dangerous. Why are we doing this stuff? So the moral of the story is, whether or not Trump